No Niggers Allowed, Two Innocent Stories About Race, Story 1. I was 7 years old. I was playing with my brother Eric in the backyard. This was 1979. Eric was and is 4 years older than me. The neighborhood we grew up in was made up of about 50% Mexicans, 40% whites, and a sprinkling of Japanese, Samoan, and assorted other folk. There were two black families that I knew of, so when we saw an Afro tall enough to clear our back wall go cruising by, we knew that Dwayne was beneath it. "Hey Keith," Eric whispered to me, "go tell Dwayne that there are no niggers allowed in our backyard." My brother wasn't and isn't a racist, but he loves to stir shit up. I didn't know what a nigger was, but figured Dwayne should know that we had a spot free of them. I climbed the fence and called out to Dwayne. "Hey Dwayne, what's up, Keith?" Dwayne answered. He was about the same age as Eric and always treated me like I was his younger brother. "There's no niggers allowed in our backyard," I told him. "Is that right?" he asked, seeming to find this information comforting. "Say, is Eric back there with you?" "Yep." Surely this was okay, as Eric couldn't possibly be a nigger. "Say, Keith, mind if I come back?" Of course I didn't. I hopped down and opened the gate for Dwayne, who thanked me and then calmly walked over to Eric, who he methodically began to beat the crap out of. I ran into the house where my mom was hosting a parent-teacher association meeting, a real rainbow gathering. "Mom, Mom, I think Eric's a nigger," I alarmed her, full of panic. Mom was cool. She knelt down and asked me if I knew what the word nigger meant. I did not. It's a horrible word used to hurt black people, and if you love Dwayne and Richie and Lonnie, you never want to use that word again. Now you go play and tell your brother I'd like to see him. It dawned on me, then, what Eric had put me up to. I ventured back into the backyard and took a good seat with a view of Dwayne jumping up and down on my brother's head.